ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एस् आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ् अण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड्। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have been studying the story of Satyakama Jabala. The earlier part of the story, which in itself is a marvelous spiritual revelation. Any person who wants to progress in spiritual life must be endowed with qualities, especially two qualities, truthfulness and Shraddha. Unfortunately, there is no equivalent word to this word Shraddha in any other language, excepting Sanskrit. Of course, same word we use in every one of these Indian or Indic languages. So, he took the weakest cows, selected by his guru, Gautama Rishi, and the Satyakama Jabala took a vow. I will not come back until these cows become strong, both in health and in numbers. And he was so completely absorbed in doing this Karma Yoga. His heart had become pure. And as soon as his heart became pure, that truth which is within each one of us, in the words of Swami Vivekananda, potential divinity had started bubbling up, but it seemed to have come from sources outside oneself. Everything is a vision. A vision is nothing but one's own intuition. So pleased by the Shraddha and this tapasya. What is tapasya? We have to be very careful in remembering what we had discussed quite a number of times about the meaning of this word tapasya. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, Shankaracharya says tapasya means deep thinking. Deep thinking will come when we do Karma Yoga, and as a result, the mind will be purified. This is Manashuddhi, Chitta Shuddhi. As soon as mind becomes purified, or as it goes on getting purified, the truth, that which is within, starts manifesting both in the body, in the mind, especially in the actions and reactions of such a spiritual aspirant. So one evening, a Satyakama Jabala sat down, and he never neglected, because when the cows have eaten their full, then they lie down and start chewing the cud. And that is what happens after the dusk. So this Satyakamaja Bala now is free to contemplate his Nitya Karma, daily activities like sitting and worshipping, contemplating, lighting up a fire. So when he sat down, suddenly it looked, he had a vision. What was that vision? We have to imagine not that a bull came in front and said. So, but this Vayudevata, who is pleased with this Satyakamaja Bala, because Vayudevata is none other than manifestation of Brahman only. So God manifested in the form of the Vayudevata, and then he addressed him, "Oh Satyakama, Satyakama," the number you will see, 3, after Satyakama, which is to prolong the last vowel. Yes, Bhagavan, see how Satyakama was addressing Bhagavan, because instinctively, intuitively, Satyakama Jayabala, he understood this is none other than God himself, Atman itself, Brahman itself. Call him God, Brahman, whatever name you want, or the creator, whatever name we choose to call, it doesn't matter. We all have that idea. O Satyakama, yes, Bhagavan, I am going to reveal to you 1/4 of the Brahman. So same thing happened on subsequent evenings. As soon as Satyakama Jayabala makes the cows comfortable, let them sit peacefully, start what they need to do, and then he is one of the effects of Karma Yoga, mind becomes absolutely focused, concentrated. So Chitta Shuddhi, purity of the mind, Chitta Ekagrata, concentration of the mind, Chitta Vaishalyata, the mind goes on expanding, the identity of the personality, and then finally comes his identity with God himself. These are all subsequent steps, one after the other. Satyakama Jayabala is ready. As I mentioned earlier, when Sri Ramakrishna's mind was so pure, he did not have the help of any teachers, much less any scriptures. Through simple, trusting, intuitive faith, Shraddha, he prayed to the, surrendered himself to the Divine Mother, prayed himself, "O Mother, you please teach me." And the Mother taught him everything, made him go through the experiences of Savikalpa Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and then seeing God everywhere. Later on, out of compassion for people like us, because we do not have that kind of pure intuitiveness, we have to slowly develop through the help of the scriptures as interpreted by a Sadguru. That was the second sadhana of Sri Ramakrishna. So, 4 parts of the Brahman were taught by 4 aspects of Brahman. Vayudevata was the first one. I am going to teach you that 1/4 of the Brahman consisting of 4 parts. So every aspect of God taught Satyakama Jayabala 4 parts, making it 100%. And each part he is taught. Now you contemplate, this is Brahman. When Guru says this is Brahman, then the disciple, the student understands, I have to contemplate. But if the student is absolutely ready, the moment the words enter into the minds of the disciple, he will perceive, he will experience the truth of what the teacher had taught. As soon as Totapuri initiated him into this Mahavakya, "Aham Brahmasmi," immediately Totapuri asked him, "Meditate." And Totapuri himself had to practice nearly 40 years and then only he obtained Samadhi. But Sri Ramakrishna, as soon as the Guru told him, do this, and then he became merged in it, because he was a ಯೋಗ್ಯ ಶಿಷ್ಯ, ಅಧಿಕಾರಿ ಶಿಷ್ಯ, ಸಾಧನ ಚತುಷ್ಟಯ ಸಂಪನ್ನ ಇನ್ 100%. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಮರ್ಜಿಡ್ ತೋತಾಪುರ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅಸ್ಟೌಂಡೆಡ್. ಒನ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಡೇ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್, ಹಿ ನೋ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಮಿನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ 3 days ಪಾಸ್ಟ್. ಎಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ 3rd day, ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಪಂಚವಟಿ ವಾಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ರೋರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ತೋತಾಪುರಿ ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಮದರ್, ಕೇಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ಈವನ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಟುಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್. ತೋತಾಪುರಿ ವಾಸ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೇಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾ ದೈವಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಹೈ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ನವರ್ ಎನ್ಕೌಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಫಿಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಫಿಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಟುಕ್ ಹಿಮ್ 40 years. ಸೊ ವಾಯುದೇವತ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಸತ್ಯಕಾಮಜಾಬಾಲ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬುಲ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಸತ್ಯಕಾಮ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ಮೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭಗವಾ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಟಾಟ್ ಹಿಮ್. ನೌ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸೂನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ದಿ ವಾಯುದೇವತ ಟೀಚ್? ಪ್ರಾಚಿ ದಿಕ್, ಪ್ರತೀಚಿ ದಿಕ್, ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾ ದಿಕ್, ಉದೀಚಿ ದಿಕ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಈಸ್ಟ್, ದಿ ವೆಸ್ಟ್, ದಿ ಸೌತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ನಾರ್ತ್. ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ವೆರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್. ಯಾವತ್ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಗಚ್ಛತಿ ತಾವತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಂ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. ಬಟ್ ವೆರ್ ಎವರ್ ದಿ ಐಸೈಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ದರ್ಶನ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ನೇಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ 4 directions, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ಈಸ್ ಅನಂತವಾನ್. ದಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ 1/4 ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಇಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನಂತವಾನ್ ನಾಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಸತ್ಯಕಾಮ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಈ ಟುಕ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿ ಬುಲ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ 100 ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್, ನೌ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡ್ರೈವ್ ಅಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದಿ ಗುರು ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಗುರುಸ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಹೂಯವರ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನಂತ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್. ದೆನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್, ಸಾರಿ ಇಟ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ರಾಂಗ್. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ ಪ್ರಕಾಶವಾನ್ ನಾಮ. ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್, ರೇಡಿಯನ್ಸ್. ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ರೇಡಿಯನ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದೇವತ ಕೇಮ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡಸ್ಕ್ ಟೈಮ್, ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ ಎಟ್ ಡಸ್ಕ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ವೇ ಹಿ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಓ ಸತ್ಯಕಾಮ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಯು 3 1/4 ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ 4 sub-parts. ಪೃಥಿವಿ ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷಂ, ದೇವೋ ಸಮುದ್ರ ದಿ ಅರ್ತ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿ ಹೆವೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಭುವ ಸ್ವ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಮುದ್ರ ದಿ ಓಷನ್. ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದಿ ಅರ್ತ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಅಪ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಎಟ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾಚ್ ಎ ಗ್ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯರ್ ಲೋಕಾಸ್, 7 higher lokas, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದಿ ಸೀ, ವಾಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಡೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಂತ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಬೋಟ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ದಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ನೆಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ತ್, ಹೈಯರ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಓಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅನಂತವಾನ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ನೆಸ್. ದೆನ್ 3rd day ಎಟ್ ಡಸ್ಕ್ ದೆನ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ದೇವತ. ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಓ ಸತ್ಯಕಾಮ, ಎಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್, ಟೀಚ್ ಮೀ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಯು 1/4 ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಎಸ್ ಸರ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೀಚ್ ಮೀ. அக்னிஹ சூரியஹ சந்திரஹ வித்யுத் ஆல் லைட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் லைட் ஃபயர் தி சன் தி மூன் அண்ட் தி லைட்டனிங் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் தி நேம் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிரம்மண ஜோதிஷ்மான் ஜோதிஷ்மான் இஸ் தி நேம் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிரம்மன் ஸோ யூ கான்டெம்ப்ளேட் அண்ட் ஹூஎவர் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட்ஸ் on anantavan nama he becomes infinite whoever contemplates on jyotishman he becomes radiant personality and then every time says tomorrow a bird called madgu will come and teach you so first day said that agni devata will come and teach you second third day he said aditya devata in the form of a Hamsa, a swan, will come and teach you. And in the, at the end of the teaching, this Aditya Devata, in the form of the swan, tells again, tomorrow at dusk, a bird will come. Madgu is a water bird, and it is nothing but Prana Devata. And Prana Devata will only talk about Prana. So, O Satyakama, yes, Bhagavan, I am going to teach you 1/4 of the Brahman. So, what are those 4 aspects? Again, pranaha, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha. The prana within every living being and the eyes and the ears and the mind contemplate that whatever you see is Brahman. Bhadram karnebihi shunuyama devaha. Bhadram pashyema akshabihi jatraha. What is it? Bhadram means what? May I hear what is auspicious. That means, may I only know it is Brahman who is speaking. Whatever I see is nothing but Brahman in the form, in this particular form. So this includes all the not mentioned sense organs also. Finally, mind which collates every sense organ and presents a harmonized unified knowledge, contemplate Brahman as that. And he is called Ayatanavan. Ayatana means he becomes great support. So these are the, what is called forestalling, what we are going to discuss. Now we will go into the real teachings, which starts with the 5th section, and then first part of Brahman. So there was this Vayu Devata, he became so much pleased by the Shraddha and Tapasya of Satyakamaja Bala, and it came in the form of the bull, and then addressed, O Satyakama, like that. We have discussed the essence, so we will just discuss a few points here. Atha ha enam rishabho abhyavada Satyakama iti Bhagava itiha pratishushrava praptaha somya sahasram smaha prapaya naha acharya kulam. Then the bull addressed in the O Satyakama, yes revered sir. Thus Satyakama responded, dear boy, we have reached 1,000. Take us to the house of the teacher, your teacher, that is Gautama Rishi. Dear boy, somya, that is the word. Many times we get this word. Somya means what? Very pleasing. Because he is a dear. Who is a dear boy or dear girl? Not one who is beautiful or born in rich family, but one who brings joy to the people around. Such a person is called Somya. As I said, in the Chandi also, Saumya, Saumya Taraseshe, Ati Sundari. So Brahma, hymns the Divine Mother, Durga. Saumya Tarebhya, Ati Sundari. The most pleasing one. Because when a baby, just hearing the voice of the mother, he perks up, he becomes enthused. Always he misses the mother. But the moment he beholds the mother, or hears her voice from a distance, all his anxiety comes to an end. Beautiful word, and that is what happens. Even the guru addresses the disciple,
you have become very beloved to me. Why? Because you have more than fulfilled all the requirements that I was looking at you. So, satyakama iti atha ha enam. Enam means satyakama jabalam rishabha, the leader of the cows, a bull, abhyavada, addressed satyakama jabala. How? Satyakama iti. Not only that, saumya iti. So, as soon as he addressed, when someone calls us, we respond immediately. So, Bhagava itiha pratishushrava. And Satyakama must have folded his hands and replied, Bhagavan, I am ready. Whatever you want to make me do. Praptaha saumya. Oh, saumya, my dear boy. Praptaha. We have attained what? Sahasram smaha. We have become 1,000. Not only numerically, but very healthy, because the cows are always living in the forest, in open air, always in touch with nature, eating what is most marvelous. Then the bull said, Prapaya naha acharya kulam. Drive us back to the acharya kulam. Yes, revered sir. So I will do that. That's what he meant. Then the second mantra tells us, Brahmanaschate padam pravaniti. Pravitume Bhagavan iti. Tasmai ha uvacha. Prachi dik kala. Pratichi dik kala. Dakshina dik kala. Udichi dik kala. Eshavai somya. Chatushkala pado. Brahmana prakashavan nama. Let me instruct you about 1 foot of Brahman also. Please instruct me, revered sir, Bhagava. Then Vayudevata, through the mouth of the bull, said to him, the eastern quarter is one part, the western quarter is one part, the southern quarter is one part, the northern quarter is one part. This indeed, dear boy, is 1 foot of Brahman, consisting of 4, named Radiant, Prakashavan Nama. That means, whoever can understand this teaching, contemplate on it, and experience it, he becomes endowed with, he becomes radiant. Anybody with knowledge becomes radiant. You must have noticed that when somebody has a brilliant idea, suddenly a bulb is shown above his head. What does the bulb do? It is full of light, prakasha. That's what he means. Revelation, knowledge. Prakasha indicates knowledge, becomes endowed with knowledge. What did Ayudevata teach Satyakama Jabala? He said, you look at the east, you look at the west, you look at the south, you look at the north. We also have to add above and below. In Chandogya, we get wherever a sadhaka looks, it is as though it is filled with Brahman. And this is called Akasha. Akasha means space. Now, what do you see when you look at the east? Why is it east always mentioned? Because the light starts coming from the east and stays whole day. And slowly as the sun sets, as it were, not really. The sun can never rise, sun can never set, but it appears because of our geographical location and the movement of the earth. Just imagine, suppose the earth stays exactly without movement and the sun also stays without movement. Do you know what happens? All life comes to an end. It is because of this movement, everything grows. Everything becomes helpful for us. So, this Vayudevata is teaching. And when you look at the east, what do you see? Because space, you can't see anything. Wherever you look, there is no object. Space is what? Avakasha, emptiness. But is it empty? You will never see empty. You see countries. You see both living and non-living. Wherever you see, you look up the brilliant stars, brilliant planets. The whole cosmos is there. Look down, of course, we will see the earth. That is what we are going to come to see again. And what it means is, whichever direction we look, and you will behold Brahman, nothing else but Brahman. And to contain whatever we look is a very important point. So you see, everything that is living, non-living, for example, you look towards the eastern direction. And what do you see? You will see all the sky, the birds, the trees, the people, the mountains, the rivers, everything you will see. Same thing you will see, whether you turn to the west, to the south, to the north, above or below. So, space is needed for creation. If you are enthusiastic about carpentry and it is your hobby and you want to produce something, what do you do first? You first seek empty space and set up all your tools, instruments, and the raw material, wood, etc. And then only you can work. Even to work, you need that space, sufficient space. So without space, no activity is possible. And that is what meant that where there is space, there is time. When space and time are combined, there is activity. And activity is done by all creatures, living as well as non-living, so-called non-living, from the Western scientific point of view. Because for a Hindu, a river is not a non-living water. The sky is not non-living. The mountains are not non-living. The forests are not non-living. And all the stars, the sun, the moon, every living star. That's why we say that there is Saptarishi Mandala. Seven rishis are there. Sages are there. So everything is named. Chandra Deva, Surya Deva. Now all the nakshatras are supposed to be, in the poet's imagination, wives. Wives means what? He who nourishes, endows with light, with the power. And wherever there is light, there will be heat also. That is why we are going to get that portion. That means, when I look to the east, then that is Brahman. To the west, that is Brahman. To the south, that is Brahman. To the north, that is Brahman. Above, that is Brahman. Below, Brahman. It may look strange, but as we go on contemplating, that which seems to be non-Atman, non-Brahman, truly becomes Brahman. There is no doubt about it. Esha vai soumya chatushkalaha padaha. This, my dear boy, that means a person fit to receive this. That's why you received this. Chatushkalaha. This first quarter of the Brahman is consisting of four parts, four directions, and the name of this is Prakashavan Nama. Why this name Prakashavan? Radiant. Because if there is no light, can you see what is anywhere? Light is needed. Of course, light will come. So, light means not only the light through which we see the forms. If somebody is singing, making noise, I am here, that is also light for the ears, of course, because it gives the knowledge. Light means knowledge. So, it gives us knowledge. There is somebody here. He says, mother calls, come here, I am here. And the child runs without any problem. Pure knowledge will come. So, Prakashavan Nama, that which reveals the knowledge of the objects, and that which reveals is called Brahman. That which reveals what is in the eastern, western, southern, northern, above, below directions, that is called Brahman. This indeed, dear boy, is 1 foot of Brahman, consisting of four parts, and it is named as a shining, a radiant. And then, if somebody, people like us, slowly we have to take each part and consider it as Brahman, and we have to contemplate on this Prakashavan Nam Brahman, what would we get? Saya etam evam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanaha prakashavam iti upaste ప్రకాశవాన్ అస్మిన్ లోకే భవతి, ప్రకాశవతో హ లోకాన్ జయతి యహ ఏతం ఏవం విద్వాన్ చతుష్కలం పాదం బ్రహ్మణ ప్రకాశవాన్ ఇది ఉపాస్తి. హీ హూ నోస్ ఇస్ వన్ ఫుట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ పార్ట్స్ దస్ అండ్ మెడిటేట్స్ ఆన్ ఇట్ అట్ ది రేడియంట్ బికమ్స్ రేడియంట్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ బికమ్స్ రేడియంట్, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్, వెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ లైట్ ఇట్ అట్రాక్ట్స్ ది అటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీబడి. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ లైట్ తేజోవంత, ఎవ్రీబడీస్ attention is drawn towards that person. Sri Ramakrishna's body used to emit so much of light at one point of time and people used to stare. There is a beautiful incident. Sri Ramakrishna went to Jayarambati and he stayed there for a few days and afterwards he decided to come back. A palki was awaiting him and then after eating food, there is not the distance from there to Kamarpur is only around less than 3 miles. So he, Sri Ramakrishna, and he was chewing the betel nut, his lips became red, and so many people had gathered there. And his sevak Hridayaram was accompanying him. Sri Ramakrishna was not expecting, simply said, thought, I will enter into the palki and then I will reach Kamarpur. But he was shocked, surprised. So many people were awaiting. Ridhu, we are so many people waiting. And then Ridhu said, Mama, you are looking so beautiful. And especially your lips are red. You put on a silk cloth, perhaps red colored cloth. And your beauty is incomparable. Even Hriday was forced to admit it. Ramakrishna thought, what? This old filthy body, they have come to see this body. But what he did not know, they did not come to see the body. They were astounded because there was something coming out of him and nobody can take off their eyes and then see something else. As if a big magnet is attracting everybody. And then Sri Ramakrishna understood, said, I don't want to draw people's attention to this gross body. Then he went. What did he say? He prayed, O mother, do not come out. Go inside, go inside, go inside. So who, what was that light coming out of his body? It is the Divine Mother, Prakashavan Nama, Brahma. So, O mother, you go inside. And then later on he said, as a result of this intense prayer to the Divine Mother, slowly the body became dull, but the inner radiance started to increase. That's why something we have to understand. People, most people were charmed, whether it is Keshav Chandra Sen, Pratap Chandra, Majumdar, or anybody who came into contact, one glance by Sri Ramakrishna, he was captured. And if that is not enough, he will very cleverly touch the bodies of the people and any negative ideas that were lurking even unconsciously to that person will be completely destroyed so that the person can get benefit of the company of Sri Ramakrishna. So that is what had happened. So whoever, saha yaha, whoever, whosoever, etam evam, etam brahmanam, evam vidwan, such a person is called vidwan because he has been instructed, he had got faith in that, and chatushkalam padam brahmanah, 1/4 of this brahman consisting of 4 parts, and giving the name prakashavan iti upaste. If he succeeds, and as he succeeds, his radiance, his splendor starts increasing. Prakashavan asmin loke bhavati. Not only that, when this body falls off. And here also we have to remind the person who has got sakama, sadhaka, has got some unfulfilled desires, he will attain to certain worlds which are radiant with light, knowledge, prakashavatoha lokan jayati. That means after the fall of the body, he will go to those lokas and he will enjoy for quite a long time. य एतम् एवं विद्वान् चतुष्कलं पादं ब्रह्मणः प्रकाशवान् इति उपासते. सो वै लिविंग् हि बिकम्स् रेडियण्ट्, पीपल् केनाट् एवर्ट् देर् ऐस्, दे विल् बि ड्रान् टु हिम् लैक् बीस् आर् ड्रान् टु ए ब्लूमिङ्ग् लोटस्, अण्ड् आफ्टर् दि फाल् आफ् दि बाडी हि विल् गो. बट् फार् ए उपासक, ए स्पिरिचुवल् एस्पिरेण्ट् हु डजन्ट् वाण्ट् टु गो एनिवेर्, वाट् हेपन्स् टु हिम्? देन् he will progress further in spiritual life through going through the other parts. So we have to take note here, when a person succeeds in realizing Brahman as this Prakashavan, if he has got desires, he will enjoy the honor, the good name and fame, and the respect people give, because that is what people have to do willy-nilly, even if they don't want. And then after death he will go, and then after enjoying for some time he will come, and then he realizes this coming and going. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti evam trayi dharmam anuprapannah gatagatam kama kama labhante. As soon as that punyam is over, he will come down. But after a few experiences, his mind will understand this coming and going is a waste of time. Then he becomes a little more purified, his desire to enjoy the world becomes much less, and then he will enter into the second phase of sadhana. So he who knows this one foot of Brahman, he will, after death, he will enjoy. Iti panchamakanda bhashyam. So the Vayu Devata had revealed one fourth of the Brahman, that is, wherever we look, we see so many objects. And every object is nothing but Brahman. Again, let us remind, one Upanishad complements another Upanishad. And that is why we have to study a few Upanishads in the beginning. And then if we can have that patience to go into Brahma Sutras, in Brahma Sutras, all these have been extensively organized so that a consistent meaning without contradicting each other from the Upanishad, by studying various Upanishads, we become to get the integral meaning, harmonized meaning. Otherwise, that Upanishad tells this, this Upanishad tells this, there seems to be contradiction. No, Veda Vyasa, Vyasa Bhagavan had specially composed, he was a master of the Vedas, he knew all the Upanishads, so he took the wherever doubts can be attained. So he has given this consistent, harmonized meaning, and that we get in the Brahma Sutras. And then the Vayu Devata said, tomorrow at dusk, Agnideva himself will come, and he will teach you one fourth of the Brahman. So we enter into Shashta Kandaha, sixth section, second part of Brahman. And then Vayu Devata himself said, Agnihite Padam Vakteti. So Agni will instruct you in the next one quarter of Brahman. Vakta iti saha shobhute. Saha, that is Satyakamajabala, shobhute. When the morning came, gaha aviprasthapayam chakara ta yatra avi sayam babhuhu tatra agnim upasamadhaya gaha parudhya samidham adhaya paschat agneya pram upopa vivesha. Fire will tell you of one foot of Brahma, a second foot of the Brahma. Yes, sir. At dawn of the next day, Satyakamajabala drove the cows towards the teacher's house. Towards evening, at the place where those cows come together, that is at dusk, he kindled the fire there, penned all the cows, laid on fuel, and sat down near them, behind the fire, facing the east. Always, it is a rule, one should face the east. So that is what it means. Agni te padam vakteti. Sa ha is Satyakamajabala shvo bhute. Shvo means tomorrow, next day. Bhute, and next day dawned, early morning. Gaha abhiprasthapayam chakara. Gaha means cows. Abhiprasthapayam. He started driving them slowly. Now, my children, you had rested enough. So let us slowly travel towards our Guru's ashrama. Ta and whole day eating, slowly moving forward. When dusk came, so they also know instinctively, they sit there. Sa yatra abhi. So they all gathered. Sayam babhu. When the dusk came, all the cows know that it is dusk time. Night is going to come. And I have seen it. Even if a servant takes all the cows to graze, they will come round. And then they will come home. Not only that, if there are many cows, they know exactly to which pole they are tied. They go and stand. Even if there are 50 cows, they know who are the neighboring cows, in between whose cows that particular my rope will be tied. They will come exactly in the same after a few days of habit. Tatra, then what happened? They all gathered. They must have sat down. Then what did Satyakama do? Tatra agnim upasamadhaya. He started kindling the fire. Gaha uparudhya. We have to rearrange. Gaha uparudhya. So these cow heads, they have very special language. When he speaks, the bulls, the cows, the dogs, the horses, they all know what he is talking about. So gaha uparudhya means gathering them together and making them understand this is where we are all going to spend our night. He kindled the fire. Samidham adhaya means firewood. Samidha means firewood. Adhaya, that is a special type of firewood. Paschat, after the fire became well kindled, facing east, prang, agnehe prang, that is facing the east, in front of him did the blazing fire. Upavivesha. So near that fire, upavivesha. So he sat down. And he must have been completely absorbed. Tam agnihi abhyuvada. Then suddenly, that very fire in front of which he was sitting started speaking. It addressed Satyakama. Satyakama iti. Bhagava itiha pratishushrava. The fire addressed him. Oh Satyakama. Yes, revered sir, he responded. By this time, he must be knowing because Vayudevata had already informed him. Tomorrow Agni will come and will teach you. Brahmana somya te padam bravani iti. Pravitume bhagavan iti. Tasmai hovacha. Prithvi kala, antariksham kala, dyohu kala, samudraha kala, eshavai somya, chatushkala pado, brahmanaha, anantavan nama. So first few words are exactly the same that we see in every section. So every special manifestation of Brahman addresses him. O Satyakama Bhagavaha, yes Lord, itiha pratishushrava. I am awaiting your instructions. Then the fire addresses. Fire means Agni Devata. O Satyakama Brahmana somyate padam bravani iti. Brahmanaha padam. He Somya, oh dear boy, Brahmanaha padam, 1/4 of the Brahman, aham tvam bravani iti. I am going to instruct you. Bravitume bhagavan iti. May the Lord instruct me. Tasmai hovacha. So Agni Devata started instructing. What was the instruction? Earlier, all the directions, east, west, south, north, above, below. Though above, below was not mentioned. Now, what is the second quarter of the Brahman consisting of again 4 parts? Prithivi kala, antariksham kala, dyoh kala, samudraha kala, eshavai somya, chatushkala pado, brahmano, anantavan nama. Dear boy, let me instruct you about 1 foot of Brahman. Please instruct me, revered sir. Then the Agni Devata, addressing him, said, the earth is 1 part, the sky is 1 part, heaven is 1 part, and the ocean is 1 part. This indeed, dear boy, is second foot of Brahman, 1 foot of Brahman, second foot of Brahman, consisting of 4 parts, and it is called Anantavan, endless, infinite, unlimited. So let us discuss first. You look into all the directions, including above and below, though it is not mentioned. In this second instruction, whatever you see, prithivi means bhuloka, antariksham, that is bhuvarloka, devahu, suvarloka. We have seen in the Shikshavali how upasanas have to be done. Please recollect it or refer to that. And then the fourth one, and it is samudra, that is ocean. And then the Agni Devata is telling, Esha Vai Soumya, my dear boy, Chatushkalaha Brahmanaha Padaha. This is this second part consisting of these four elements. And the name of this Brahman is Anantavan Nama, infinite. And then what is this significance? We have seen also in the Chandogya Upanishad itself, Prithvi is called Annam. And then whatever we see on this earth is a manifestation of Brahman. That is why this earth is called Prapancha. But not only that, the entire cosmos is nothing but the manifestation of Panchabhutas only. So, Bhuloka, this earthly world, Bhavarloka, whatever is above, that means the whole cosmos, not only physical cosmos, but there are many worlds, Hindus believe it, and there are higher beings living there. We are going to discuss about it in the Taittiriya Upanishad. And then there are highest worlds, including Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. And then Samudra. What is the speciality? The earth is infinite. The higher world is infinite. The highest worlds are infinite. And even from our viewpoint of view, the ocean is infinite. And this is the second part of the Brahman I have taught you. And the name of this Brahmana is Anantavan Nama. Saya etamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmano anantavan iti upaste. What is the result? Anantavan asmin loke bhavati. He becomes limitless. That means he obtains everything. Health, wealth, honor, knowledge, everything. And if he is a sakam upasaka, anantavato halokanjayati, he will go to higher worlds and he will live there for a long time. Ananta means for infinite time he is going to enjoy there. No, for a long time. Ya etam evam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmano anantavan iti upasate. Whoever meditates upon him, he will also conquer higher worlds. That is for sakam upasaka, for the person who wants to progress in spiritual life, his mind becomes expanded. Already it has expanded 1/4 first, then 1/4 next, and he has reached 50% of the Brahmagnanam. And we will discuss about the next part tomorrow. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagat Gurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.